experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Hey, once again, good evening. We're back at the Huron Arena as we get set for our boys' third place game, James Valley Christian and Wolsey Wessington. Let's do a Mir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Lori and Kylie at the Mir offer haircuts, colors, waxing, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, and eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR. That's Mir Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Run down the scores from today as we're five games down and three games left. For the girls, seventh place started at 9 o'clock this morning. That seems like half a lifetime ago, but Hitchcock Tulare rolled to a 49-24 win over Sunshine Bible. Fifth place for the girls, Wolsey Wessington 52, Highmore Herald 47 in overtime. And the game just completed. James Valley Christian defeated Iroquois Lake Preston for third place, 61-46. For the boys, seventh place, Iroquois Lake Preston, they defeat Sunshine Bible in overtime, 66-61. And Highmore Herald defeated Hitchcock Tulare, 67-53. So two overtime games today. The game on the floor right now was scheduled to start at 4:30. So we're going to be about 50 minutes behind schedule there. And the two championship games to come in both cases, Sanborn Central Woonsocket in Wessington Springs to play for the tournament championships. It's your Mir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Mir Family, the Mir accepts walk-ins, 35 4th Street, downtown Huron. We'll take a two-minute timeout, return here to the arena on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here at the arena with Woolsey Westington and James Valley Christian warming up for the boys' third-place game. I do see that Bill Berry did make the trip over for his honor tonight. He's going into the 281 Conference Hall of Fame, longtime coach and athletic director at Hitchcock, then at Hitchcock Tulare, and he was the man in charge of this tournament for several years. Going back to, when I first started doing these games, Dennis Decker at Woolsey was in charge of it. I'm not really sure how it handed off after that, but I know Terry Scouten at James Valley Christian ran it for a number of years. When he left, I think that was 2011, that's when Bill Berry took over. And then now it's Mike Ruth. I take that back. I think actually after Terry Scouten left, Woolsey Westington was in charge of it. Jennifer Steyer, and then it was Bill. Yeah, that's what it was. Then it was Bill Berry. So congratulations to Bill as he stepped down, I think, 2 years ago this coming spring at Hitchcock-Tulare and moved to Minnesota, but coming back for his honor tonight. We'll take a two-minute timeout, give you the starting lineups, and we will be set for tip-off here. James Valley Christian, Woolsey Westington, all coming up on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Grazing crop residue makes feeding cows easy, but are your cows getting everything they need? Corn stalks are low in protein, but Purina's Rangeland tubs are an excellent free choice option to help supply the protein cows require this time of year. Dakota Land Feeds carries Purina Rangeland cooked molasses protein tubs available with 30 or 38% protein with 12% fat. Supplemental protein will help your cow to feed the calf that she needs to put on the ground at calving time. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And getting set for our third-place game for the boys, Woolsey Westington and James Valley Christian. James Valley Christian head coach is Al Wager. They have a record of 3-5. Those are Dax Franzen, a 6-foot sophomore. Ethan Bartholo, a 6-foot senior. Isaac Correll, a 6'4 senior. Davis Chase, a 6'7 freshman. Jared Wallman, a 6'5 junior. Woolsey Westington head coach is Hayden Hooks. They have a record of 8-2. Those are Peyton Rainford, a 5'9 junior. Moshe Richmond, a 6'3 junior. Caleb Richmond, a 6-foot sophomore. Colin Hughes, a 6'1 junior. And Tate French, a 6'3 senior. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Calling this game, Dennis Hines of Huron, Tim Nyard of Huron, Greg Stroh as well. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute. Be ready for tip-off next. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Well, wrapping up another year of the 281 tournament. Three games left to go. There will be changes to the tournament next year. Kind of still the same, just the kind of the dates will change a little. As we all know, and including this year, I'd say at least four out of the last 6 years there's been weather issues, and trying to get this tournament off when you're compressed into a week, there's not a lot of wiggle room. And I believe if you go with this year's calendar, next year they will start the tournament using this year's calendar. This is the way it would have went. A week ago today on January 11th would have been the first round for the girls. Then on a Friday, January 12th, would have been the first round for the boys, leaving Saturday open in case there is weather issues, and the Hanson Classic is always on that date. Then on Monday, so this past Monday, for instance, they'll play the consolation in semifinals. The semifinals, all four games, would be here at the arena. The consolation games at James Valley Christian, that leaves Tuesday open if they have need some makeup dates again. And then, as always, the longest day of basketball on Thursday, eight games to wrap it up. So sounds like that is the plan of what they're going to move forward with next year. I mean, I've been covering these 281 tournaments since 1989, and I can only remember maybe two different occasions where weather really affected the tournament before the last 6 years. Tip is controlled by who? Saved in by Woolsey Westington. Warbirds have the ball as we begin play. Warbirds wearing their home white with black numbers and letters, black and gold trim. And James Valley Christian, the road blacks with white numbers and letters, white and gold trim. Tate French knocks down a three off the left wing to open up the scoring, and it is 3-0 Woolsey Westington. James Valley Christian looks to answer. Lob inside. French with the steal as Davis Chase tried to lob it into his teammate down the floor, and a blocking call going to go on James Valley Christian. And Woolsey Westington right now made a couple of plays here right off the bat. Quick three, and now a quick turnover, and a quick foul goes against James Valley Christian on Jared Wallman. Inbounds, lob in the middle. French will bring it back out and give it to Rainford. Richmond now. Caleb Richmond, a long three, no good. Good block out as Chase grabs the ball for JVC. Branson, free throw line, cut off by the double team. Reverse left side, Bartholo. Low post, Correll kicks back out. Ball deflected by Richmond, but ran out of real estate over there. Said Bartholo, that was Wallman, by the way. It's been a lot of basketball here. I'm getting a little zombie-eyed up here. Inbounds for the Vikings. Up top, Franson will set it. Left side, Chase. Franson again at the key, just playing catch. They're on the perimeter. Stepping up top is Bartholo. Bartholo looking inside, nothing there. Back up top, Correll. Free throw line, Wallman will turn and shoot. No good, and French has the rebound. Up the floor quickly, Rainford splits the double team, goes to the bucket. No good, and a foul going to go on Woolsey Westington. Foul will be on Colin Hughes, as he ran into Wallman trying to get the rebound. So each team has a team foul. 3-0 lead, Woolsey-Wessington, 6:33 to go. Here just underway. Up top, Wallman, swinging right side. Chase wants three. High Archer, no good. Stepping in for the rebound is Caleb Richmond. Up ahead, Rainford, bounce pass Moshe on the baseline. Now French wants another three. Two in a row, Tate French. They've gave him the three twice. He's drilled it twice. 6-0, Woolsey-Wessington. Drive baseline, a blocking call. Going to go on Moshe Richmond. That'll be his first, second team, and quickly. The ball will be inbounded by the Vikings. Second team foul on the Warbirds here in the quarter. We haven't played quite 2 minutes yet. Wallman up top, Bartholow, ball deflected, but Franson catches it. He'll pull up, 10-footer baseline in and out. Ball slapped out of bounds, last touched by James Valley Christian. Vikings start 0-for-3 from the field. Rainford will get the Warbirds into the offense, gives way to Caleb Richmond, now French up top. French double team takes another three. That one no good. Offensive rebound. Caleb Richmond brings it out. Reset. French will drive now a little closer. His scoop won't go. Correll has the rebound. Franson on the push up the right side. Lob goes baseline. Wallman fakes. Drives over French. French blocked it. Comes straight down to Bartholow. And still another opportunity here for James Valley Christian. Chase thought about the three. Now holds back. Correll back up, top of the key. Correll, one dribble, bounce pass Chase. Flips in the corner. Wallman. Wallman, one dribble. Bounce pass back up top, low post behind Chase, and it's deflected, picked up by Caleb Richmond. Rainford wants three off the right elbow. Got it. Three threes here to open the game for Woolsey-Wessington. They're up 9-0, 3 minutes in. Timeout, James Valley Christian. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping. And shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
4:56 to go in the first quarter, and Al Wager gave his boys a big earful after taking that timeout. Woolsey-Wessington, three threes, and they're up 9-0 quickly here in this third-place game. Max Franson will get a James Valley Christian in offense. They need to score here. Straight man by Woolsey-Wessington. Wallman flashed on the corner. Lob pass Chase. Takes the three at the key. Got it. Needed that one. Davis Chase delivers for James Valley Christian. 9-3 lead for the Warbirds. Moshe Richmond gets the screen. Dribbles up top of the key. Being guarded out there by James Valley. Pitch back Rainford. Rainford quarter baseline. It goes to Hughes. Now Rainford again. Caleb Richmond. Moshe Richmond. Moshe will attack. Lean in. Shot up. No good. Chase has the rebound. Long pass up ahead and through the hands of Wallman. Probably forcing that one. Franson tried to force it up ahead and just, well, there was a lot of traffic there, and obviously Wallman was not able to haul it in. The turnover gives the ball back to Woolsey-Wessington. Tate French will take care of it at the top of the key. Rainford, bounce pass Moshe on the baseline. Moshe hard to the hoop, no good. Rebound, Wallman hit the deck, and he's a little hurt. Does get up slowly, and Caleb Richmond Hermoshe turns around and hits another three, and Wallman is very slow to get up. He took a crash there going after that rebound. 12-3, Woolsey-Westington back up by 9. We get our first subs of the game for James Valley Christian. Gavin Waldner is in the game along with Huntley Steele. Wallman comes off, and boy, he's kind of holding that left wrist or something. The trainer comes out and takes a look at that. Here's the drive by Franson. Goes back door to Chase. Leans in. Put it up short. Ball deflected out of bounds. And will stay, I believe, down on the James Valley Christian end. Into the game for Woolsey-Westington is Grant Tim, a senior. 3:39 to go in the first quarter. 12-3 Woolsey-Westington. Chase gets the inbounds. Cross court Waldner. They give him the three. Doesn't take it. Chase. Backs the way in, but has his pocket picked by Rainford. Back comes Rainford, one on two. He'll take it all the way in. Missed the shot and the rebound by Huntley Steele. Up ahead, left side, a drive by Bartholow. Kick out. Chase with the 17-footer. Baseline is good. Davis Chase has all 5 points for James Valley Christian. 12-5 lead, Woolsey. Drive by Caleb Richmond, and he draws contact and gets the bucket. I didn't hear the whistle at all. Tough shot there, and Caleb Richmond able to get it down, and he'll have a chance for the end one. 3-point play. Foul is on Franson, his first. Two team fouls apiece here in the first quarter. Free throw is good for Caleb Richmond. The lead is 10, 15-5, Woolsey-Westington. Just over halfway through the first quarter. Waldner has Steele on the right wing. Swing it to Franson in the corner. Low post. Threw it away. Moshe Richmond read it and stole it. Moshe in the front court. Gives to Caleb. He wants another three. That one's short. And up high for the rebound is Ethan Bartholow. Was a good look. Now on the floor. Chase wants three in the corner. Way short. Rebound by Moshe Richmond. Weaves all the way through. Attacks the basket. Gets fouled. And two free throws coming up for Moshe Richmond. 2:46 to go in the first quarter. It's been all Woolsey-Westington at this point. They've hit their threes and lead 15-5. And second foul on Dax Franson, so that's something for Coach Wager to think about. Free throw is good for Moshe Richmond. He'll get one more. He's got 4 points. 16-5, the lead stretches to 11 with the free throw pending. Moshe hits them both. Lead is a dozen here with 2:46 to go, first quarter. Waldner being chased by Rainford, drives the paint, takes it all the way in. Off glass, counted, he's fouled. James Valley Christian needed that one. The freshman Waldner delivers. Coach Hooks complaining about the hooking of Waldner, and I can say I did kind of see that up here. Free throw is no good. A rebound, French and Richmond fight over it. French claims that Caleb Richmond in the front court. Double team, has to back it out. Right side, Tim, hands off Moshe Richmond. Get it into the front court. Here's the drive. Rainford got away from Waldner. Waldner blocked it, then it came off of Rainford's head. Out of bounds. What a play by Waldner. You know, he blocked it, then I'm sure he didn't intend to, but it came right off the top of Rainford's head. Out of bounds, it'll be James Valley Christian ball. Up ahead, Wallman is back in after taking that spill. He wants to drive as a lane goes by, right by French for the layup. First bucket, Jared Wallman. 17-9, the lead cut to 8. French goes down on the baseline, Correll with him. Caleb Richmond flicks it left side, back up top Rainford. Now Caleb Richmond just working that perimeter right now. Moshe trying to go into the paint, double team, shoots over Wallman, forced that one. Rebound for the Vikings, Isaac Correll. Correll into the front court, gets the pass from Waldner. Bounce pass right side, Wallman. Wallman, a couple of head fakes. Long three for Huntley Steele, no good. Rebound, Woolsey-Westington. Moshe gives to Caleb Richmond. Caleb free throw line, back out Tim. slip back to Caleb Richmond, working the perimeter. Rainford, Moshe Richmond, just a weave out there. Three for Caleb Richmond, no good, and Steele there with the rebound. Up the floor, ball thrown away. Moshe Richmond with the steal. He'll come down, bump into Huntley Steele. Countered, he's fouled. And Moshe Richmond's just pretty much creating the contact himself. He's got seven with a free throw pending. Huntley Steele picks up his first. Leads back at 10, 19-9. Woolsey Wessington with a minute 13 to go in the first quarter. Moshe Richmond at the line. His free throw is good. He's got eight. The lead is 11 for Woolsey Wessington. Waldner gets the screen, dribbles off to the left. In the corner, almost losing his balance there, was Tane Herman, just came into the game. Right side, Correll feeds Herman, baseline, turnaround shot, no good. Woolsey Wessington clears the board. Moshe Richmond, he's driving again, just going to go all the way to the hoop. Scoop shot, no good. Battle for the rebound, and Rainford somehow came out of there with it. Long three, Caleb Richmond, no good. Rebound, and Wallman took it away from his teammate. Wallman puts off right side Correll. He'll take a three right wing. Got it. Nothing but net for Correll. Isaac with his first bucket. 20-12. The lead at 8. Shot clock off with 24 seconds to go in the first quarter. Moshe Richmond, ball on the hip. Just want to run that clock down, get a last shot. Rainford near the timeline, and James Valley letting Woolsey Wessington run the clock. Rainford doing the weave out there. 6.5 seconds. The ball kicked by Wallman. They're trying to hit Moshe Richmond on the baseline. On the kick, Woolsey Wessington will inbound it right below me on the baseline. Lob comes in the middle to Caleb Richmond. Backs it out. 2-1. He'll get the shot off at the buzzer. No good. And after one, it's Woolsey Wessington 20, James Valley Christian 12. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard Feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard Feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for five generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
After one quarter, it's Woolsey Wessington leading by 8, 20-12. Frantic pace there in the first quarter for sure. I don't know if I've seen this very often. I have Woolsey Wessington, well, they're only shooting 25%, but they took 20 shots in the first quarter. I don't know. I have not seen that many shots in a quarter often. James Valley Christian down 8 with the ball to start the second quarter. Chase pops out top of the key. Left side, Bartholo. Go inside, and the ball tossed away, trying to hit Chase, and Tate French there with the steal. Grant Tim gets into the corner to Moshe Richmond. Now Caleb has it, cross court, Rainford. French has it down on the left wing. He goes up, lost the ball, and a foul going to go on James Valley Christian. Viking, oh no, it's a, what do we got there? Must be a travel. I did not see what the call was there. It was not a foul, and well, Hooks is talking to Dennis Hines about what he did call. Wallman down the floor, still on the drive, takes it all the way underneath the basket, banks it in, counted, he's fouled. Both teams really starting to go hard to the basket. Jared Wallman with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got four. James Valley Christian back within six, 20-14. Again, they were down at 1 point, 12 points. I believe that was the biggest deficit that I recall. Wallman adds the free throw, and it's 20-15. The lead five for Woolsey Lessington. Caleb Richmond will kick out, and another foul. Boy, Woolsey Lessington's just going hard to the hoop, and James Valley Christian's just a step slow and keeping up. Fouls on, is it Bartholo or is it on Wallman? It is on Bartholo, his first. Inbounds, French has it. 18-footer, just past the free throw line, no good. Ball deflected out, Caleb Richmond. And another chance here for Woolsey Lessington. Rainford goes back door, inside to French, leans in against Wallman, banks it in for two. 8 points for Tate French. Lead back at seven, 22-15, Woolsey Lessington. Right side, Correll fakes the three, steps back, will take the three, it's no good. Offensive rebound, Wallman, and the putback, Wallman, with 5 points here in the second quarter. The lead again, that cut to five, 22-17. Work the perimeter, French in the corner. Now Rainford, Moshe Richmond brings it over to the left. French posting up, here's the cut by Moshe Richmond. Nice give and go between French and Moshe Richmond. Richmond with the bucket. He's got eight. He's got 10, excuse me. 24-17, Woolsey Lessington. Wallman wants three, no good. Rebound is chased right underneath and gets an easy putback. Chase has seven. The lead again down to five. Quickly, Caleb Richmond, now French in the corner. I'm having trouble keeping up. These guys are moving. Caleb Richmond up top, Rainford. Now Tim hands it off, Moshe Richmond. Now Caleb, top of the key. Caleb into the paint. Goes with the scoop, no good, but French right there with the rebound and put back. Draw the defenders to you, somebody's going to be open. French with 10 down the floor, and Wallman travels with it. He is having trouble with Moshe Richmond with the tight defense. Ball turns back over to Woolsey Lessington. Franson in, Bartholo out for James Valley Christian. 7 point lead for Woolsey Lessington, 5:39 to go in the first half. Caleb Richmond shovels it off. Rainford, now Tim. Moshe Richmond, now Caleb again. Right side, Tim thought about the three. Correll gets out on him, high post. Back door, try to get it to Tim, but it's deflected by Correll. And travel, though. Correll deflected it. Wallman had a hold on it, but was struggling to get the control, and he ends up falling down and slid. And the travel will give the ball back to Woolsey Lessington. Grant Tim all the way outside. Caleb Richmond, now Rainford. Moshe Richmond on the right wing. Caleb comes back, top of the key. Left side, Tim. Low post in through. I think he thought Tate French was somewhere else because he threw it right to Wallman. Turn it over to James Valley Christian. Wallman, top of the key. Left side, Chase. Back up top, Waldner. Waldner looking inside. Gives to Wallman on the left wing. Wallman, double team, backs it out. Franson again. Nearing 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Davis pop, Chase pops out and has the ball deflected by Moshe Richmond. Who's going to come up with it? Slapped by Correll right back to Waldner. Waldner comes cross court. Franson wants three. No good. Rebound by Grant Tim. Woolsey Lessington in the front court. 7 point lead. 4:20 to go in the first half. Caleb Richmond, or Moshe Richmond with the drive. Tim wants three left wing, no good. Franson with the clear out and the rebound. Up ahead, Waldner for James Valley Christian. Gets it to the top of the key, left side Correll. Correll, here's the cut, wide open. Davis Chase for the layup. He got a back pick, I assume, and came through wide open in a timeout for Woolsey Lessington. 3:54 to go in the first half, 26-21. Woolsey Lessington leading. We'll take a timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Lessington School.
Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Back at the Huron Arena, I'm Jeff Duffy. This game's been played at a hectic pace so far. Each team has used a full timeout. Woolsey Westington just using their first. Warbirds will have the ball in the front court. 26-21, Woolsey Westington. They've led by as many as 12. James Valley Christian has not had a lead. Caleb Richmond gets the Warbirds into the offense. Feed in the corner. Pass comes back up. Rainford, high post. Moshe in the corner, French. Now Caleb Richmond. Rainford. Pin it in the corner. Colin Hughes back in. Trying to go back door to French. Ball deflected, and James Valley Christian comes out with the steal. Wallman in the front court. Stops at the free throw line. Correll wants three. In and out, went all the way down, came out. And a foul going to go on Davis Chase, battling for the rebound. Boy, Correll had that go halfway down and then popped out on him. Then the foul on Davis Chase is his first. Second team on James Valley Christian, just been one on Woolsey Westington here in the second quarter. 3:15 to go in the first half. Caleb Richmond hands it off to Hughes. Free throw line almost traveled. Rainford trying to get loose for a three. Not there. French on the baseline. French kicks back out. Rainford wants three. No good. Gets his own rebound. Nobody blocked him out. Trapped on the baseline. Gets it back outside. French. French for three. No good. Long rebound this time. Long pass up ahead. Chase to Wallman. Wallman takes it in for the layup. Lally Christian able to get up the floor and get things going. And the Vikings back within three. Now it's Woolsey that could use a bucket. Moshe Richmond to Caleb Richmond. Now Rainford and Caleb, a little bobble. Now he'll drive, go through with the reverse layup. Tough shot, got it to go. He did the Euro step to get through a double team. And Caleb Richmond has five. Three for Chase, no good. Rebound Moshe Richmond. He's up the floor. He's still on the dribble. Now Waldner gets him stopped. In the corner, baseline, French. French cross court. Wide open three, Caleb Richmond. No good. And the rebound, Chase, took it away from Wallman. 28-23, Woolsey Westington. Waldner drives, runs into French, keeps it back for Chase. Counted, he's fouled. That was created by Waldner, making Kate French commit to him, and then he was able to flip the ball to Chase, who gets fouled going hard to the hoop. Davis Chase with a chance for the three-point play. First foul on Tate French. Grant Tim back into the game for Woolsey Westington. Chase in double figures already with 11 points and a free throw pending. So we're down to a minute 43 to go in the first half. Free throw in and out, no good. Tim grabs the board. Rainford up ahead. Caleb Richmond, Moshe out for the time being. Tim comes left side to Rainford. French comes up the high post. Now it's Rainford again. Rainford cross court. Caleb Richmond hands it off to Tim. Hands it right back off to Richmond. Up top, Hughes. And just working that perimeter. Dribble off to the right. French at the low post. 10 seconds on the shot clock. French trying to power his way up. Has to kick out in the corner. Wide open three. Way off the mark for Peyton Rainford, out of bounds. Possession will belong to James Valley. 68 seconds to go here in the first half, and James Valley has steadied it after trailing by 12 earlier. Into the front court, Waldner sets it up, goes between the legs. Chase on the right wing, baseline, Wallman. Wallman looking inside, cuts off the dribble, Waldner at the top of the key. Waldner drives the paint, little spin move, fade away for Waldner, tough shot, and he got it. Gavin Waldner, his second bucket, one-point game, 28-27. Woolsey Westington, 40 seconds to go in the first half. Screen set, Richmond, French, a deep three, no good. Rebound for Wallman. Here's James Valley Christian, a chance to take the lead. Wallman down the floor, lost the ball, picked up by Caleb Richmond. Richmond will slow it up, shot clock off. Let's go for one with a one-point lead. You know, Woolsey Westington beat James Valley Christian handily when they played earlier this month, but a tight ball game here at 28-27. 6.5 seconds to go. Caleb Richmond using a lot of time. Here's the screen. Caleb will drive, knocked away by Franson, and he won't get a shot off. Made the three, but it was well after the buzzer went off. At the half, Woolsey Westington 28, James Valley Christian 27. Timeout 2 minutes, then back here for halftime at the arena. 281 Conference Basketball Tournament continues on Dakota Sports.
Hey, all right, sir, what do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, downtown, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
Halftime at the Huron Arena, third place game, 281 Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. Woolsey Westington had a 12-point lead at one point, but James Valley Christian has cut the gap and they trail by one at halftime, 28-27. Hey, give a salute to all the sponsors bringing us our 281 Conference basketball tournament coverage. Tournament sponsors include Alpena Co-op, Kurtz Heating and Cooling, 6B Seed and Supply, Bauman Agency, Iverson Motors, Huron and Mitchell, Double D Western Store, and Hague Insurance Company. Woolsey Westington sponsors Onward Woolsey Business Association and American Family Insurance. Hitchcock Two-Layer Backer, Stretches Well Service, Cheddar Feedlot, James Valley Christian, Ben Meyer Auction Service. In our area sponsor, Shooters in Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance. Here on Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Burns Manufacturing in Westington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic, Real Estate Connection, Attorney General Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, and Mirror Family Air Care. 28-27, Woolsey Westington leads here at the half. Reminder, coming up next will be the two championship games girls followed by the boys in both matchups, Lexington Springs and Sanborn Central. And Matt Watson will be back in to take control of the headsets for those final two. They'll be coming up after the completion of this game. Again, 28-27, Woolsey-Lexington. Stats coming up after this two-minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Lexington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Lexington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Lexington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Lexington into your farming operation.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back at the Huron Arena, halftime score, Woolsey-Lexington 28, James Valley Christian 27. Rundown on the scoring, James Valley Christian 11 for Davis Chase, 9 for Jared Wallman, 4 points for Gavin Waldner, and 3 for Isaac Correll. For Woolsey-Lexington, 10 points apiece, Moshe Richmond and Tate French, 5 for Caleb Richmond, and 3 for Peyton Rainford. Shooting in the first half, James Valley Christian was 12 of 25, 48%, 2 of 10 on threes, 1 of 3 on the free throws. Woolsey-Lexington, 10 of 31 from the field, 32%, 4 of 16 on threes, 25%, 4 of 4 shooting free throws. 19 rebounds for Woolsey-Lexington, led by Moshe Richmond with 5. 15 rebounds for James Valley Christian, and Davis Chase has 5. Those are the stats here at the half, and Woolsey-Lexington a one-point lead at 28-27. Take a timeout of 2 minutes. Get ready for our second half here from the Huron Arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
six F-35 fighter jets, one NFL team, a trip to the moon. All have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that cost $1 billion? Respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calves' natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starter.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Ready to go with the second half. Let's do a Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Mirror accepts walk-ins. Call 605-883-HAIR, 35 4th Street, downtown Huron. Girls' finals today so far. Seventh place, Hitchcock-Tulare 49, Sunshine Bible 24. Fifth place, Consolation Championship, Woolsey-Westington 52, Highmore-Herald 47 in overtime. In the third place game, James Valley Christian defeated Iroquois Lake Preston 61-46. For the boys, seventh place, Iroquois Lake Preston defeated Sunshine Bible 66-61 in overtime. Consolation Championship, Highmore Herald 67, and Hitchcock Tulare 53. That's your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. James Valley Christian has not led in this game that I can recall. They're down one here to begin the second half. Woolsey-Westington has possession. They'll be going away from me for the second half. Rainford will get the Warbirds into the offense, dribbles into the front court. Caleb Richmond, cross court to Hughes, just working a little perimeter, high post, Moshe Richmond, Caleb on the right wing, James Valley Christian back in their zone, baseline, Hughes goes up, over, Chase got it to go. Challenge the big man and gets the bucket as a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. First bucket of the game for Colin Hughes. First time he's even shot it. And Colin listed in 6'1", Chase 6'8". And he got it to go and makes the free throw three-point play. Woolsey-Westington draws first, and they're up 4, 31-27, just underway in the second half. 3 minutes after 6 o'clock, KOKK Huron. Wallman on the left wing. Chase on the right side, cross court. Bartholo thought about a three, now pitches Correll. He wants three off the right wing, too strong. Offensive rebound, Bartholo lost it on the way up, and French clears for Woolsey-Westington. Rainford now back up top, Richmond. Three for French is no good. Rebound is tipped out, and Moshe Richmond keeps it alive for Woolsey-Westington. Caleb Richmond shovels it off to Hughes on the right side. Hughes started a drive, now gives it back to Caleb Richmond. Open three in the corner for Hughes, no good. And the rebound for Bartholo. 31-27, four-point lead, Woolsey-Westington. Just started with the second half. Chase for three in the corner, no good. Moshe Richmond took it away from Wallman. On the push down the floor, and Rainford lost it, but somehow picked up by Moshe Richmond, but Moshe couldn't finish it. It looked like a pass. I don't think it was. The front court, Correll feeds the middle to Chase, and the ball stolen away from Chase. Pass was a little behind him. James Valley for Woolsey-Westington can set the offense now. Caleb Richmond on the left wing playing catch. Hughes, now Rainford. Low post, go to French. French backs his way in, and Correll lean, shoots, misses off the back of the rim. Nobody went after the rebound. Finally, Correll does, and he gets fouled. I mean, the ball landed between three Viking players. I didn't think anybody was going to grab it. Finally, Correll did, and then Rainford picks up his second foul in the process. Full court pressure by Woolsey-Westington. Inbound to Franson. Just full court pressure, man-to-man. Challenge the guy bringing the ball up. Franson being guarded by Caleb Richmond. Right side, Bartholo. Look inside. Chase low post as a block by Moshe Richmond, and Moshe is on the move. Left side, Hughes. Drop step. Oh, too strong, and the rebound, Wolman. Boy, a nice play by Hughes. Just couldn't finish the shot. Then to compound it, he gets called for the foul as well, his second. 31-27, timeout, Woolsey-Wessington, 5:40 to go. In the third quarter, we'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Dakota Sports.
31-27, Woolsey-Wessington leading James Valley Christian. You know, slow start here for both teams, but particularly James Valley Christian, who finished the first half on a pretty hot run, but well over 2 minutes and still no points here in the third quarter for the Vikings, but they're still only down by four. Third place game, 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. Full court pressure. Get into Waldner, who's back in game. Shovels back to Wallman. Wallman up the middle of the floor. Moshe Richmond there. Wallman's going to take it all the way in. Scoop shot won't go. Rebound Rainford. Back comes Moshe Richmond. Goes hard to the hoop. Count it. He's fouled. Blocking call. Going to go on Gavin Waldner. Waldner picks up his first, and Moshe Richmond now with a dozen. He can add on the free throw. Free throw is in and out, no good. Kate French, offensive rebound, up and in. Missed free throw, but French gets the putback. He's got a dozen. And all just like that, Woolsey-Wessington's up eight, 7-0 run. A very slow 7-0 run, but still a 7-0 run. Waldner banks it in. He drove, took Rainford to the hoop. A little fadeaway goes. James Valley needed that one. Waldner has six, and the lead is six for Woolsey-Wessington inside of 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Caleb Richmond, right wing. French has it, double-teamed, low post, backs his way in. Little short roller, no good. Bartholo has the rebound. Up ahead, dangerous pass, tipped away, and Franson out of bounds. Bartholo really pushing that, didn't need to do so. Franson had the ball tipped by Richmond, and he picked the ball up but didn't realize how close he was and stepped out of bounds when he caught it. And Woolsey-Wessington will get the ball back. Kim into the game as French gets a break. Tim into the front court, hands it off. Caleb Richmond, now Rainford. Tim at the top of the key, little weave out there. Rainford, low post, get it inside to Moshe. Shoots over Correll, no good. Correll gets the rebound. Well defended by Caleb up the floor. Nice catch by Wallman on the baseline, but too many guys back. Oh, nice wraparound layup, good for Bartholo. What a pretty wraparound pass by Wallman to set up his teammate, the lead. Cut back to four, 35-31. Woolsey-Wessington nearing the middle point of the third quarter. Caleb Richmond, now Tim up top, high post Moshe. Moshe and Wallman. Baseline, three is good. Peyton Rainford drains the three in the corner. Moshe was getting a lot of attention down low. Left Rainford wide open in the corner. Lead back at seven. Now James Valley Christian needs to answer. Wallman against Moshe Richmond. Which is a back up top to Franson. Franson cross court, Waldner. Waldner spins and he traveled it. Looked like he moved both his feet as he was starting to go to the hoop. The turnover gives the ball back to Woolsey-Wessington. James Valley Christian still has not led in this game. They were down one at halftime, but Woolsey-Wessington's kind of taking control here again. To start the second half, there's Waldner, though, with a steal, stepped in front of Caleb Richmond. Stops, nobody to throw to, throws back to Correll, hard to the hoop, banks it in for two. Isaac Correll, his second bucket, he's got five. And Waldner's defense pays dividends with a bucket for James Valley Christian. Caleb Waldner being watched, or Caleb Richmond being being watched by Waldner. There's a whistle, and what do we have? The ball went into Moshe Richmond. He definitely traveled with it, but are they going to say that he had help traveling? I think they will. We'll go on James Valley Christian. And they'll be on Ethan Bartholo, his second, third team. Inside, Caleb Richmond with the bucket. He just leaned in off the out-of-bounds play, gets the hoop. He's got seven. The lead is 7-40-33, inside of 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Woolsey Westington on top, James Valley Christian with the ball. Drive by Franson, going hard to the hoop, leaves it back and is fouled. Ball's going to go on Caleb Richmond, I believe. Be his first, if that's who it is. Yep, Caleb Richmond is first. French in as Hughes comes out for Woolsey Westington. Wait while Correll ties his shoe. Now he will inbound. Left side, Wallman gets the inbound. Waldner up top. Waldner in the corner. Three for Correll. In and out. The rebound, French took it right away from Bartholo. Woolsey Westington, Rainford thought about the three, goes baseline to Moshe Richmond. Now Rainford right back to Moshe, wants to drive on Wallman, backs his way in, attacks the basket, no good, well played by Wallman, and Wallman gets the rebound. Wallman into the front court, has Correll on the left wing. Spins, trying to get away from Tim, hard to the hoop, shoots over French, no good. And French gets the rebound. Caleb Richmond getting away from Waldner. He's going to go hard to the hoop, blocked from behind. And, oh, I thought there was a whistle. There wasn't. We play on. Rainford back up top. Tim, here's the post up. Moshe Richmond lost the ball and picked up by Waldner. Then Waldner loses the ball and is picked back up by Caleb Richmond. He's getting a little frantic out there. Caleb Richmond for three. Boom. Caleb Richmond with a three ball, and Woolsey Westington back up by 10, 43-33. Minute 39 to go in the third quarter. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Full timeout by Woolsey Westington. Minute 39 to go in the third quarter, and the Warbirds are back up by 10, 43-33, as they've kind of taken control of the game again. They've outscored the James Valley Christian Vikings 15-6 here in the third quarter. Vikings got to find some offense. Franson brings the ball up, checked by Caleb Richmond. Franson dribbles to the right, free throw line, forces up a shot, air ball, battle for the rebound, and Bartholo comes out with it. Cross court, Correll. Correll going to drive, go right by French, missed again. Couple of decent looks. French gets it out ahead to Caleb Richmond. Open three for French, boom! Tate French hits his third three, he's got 15. 46-33, Woolsey Westington, their biggest lead of the game, 13 points. Franson in the corner, answers for James Valley. Badly needed, Dax Franson, his first bucket. Woolsey Westington's lead cut to 10. Richmond to Richmond. Moshe runs into a double team. Ball on the floor. French saved it. Good hustle. Gets it back out to Grant Tim. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Caleb Richmond gets the screen, shoots just inside the arc. It's good, about an 18-footer for Caleb Richmond. He's in double figures with a dozen. The lead back at 12. Shot clock off. 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. James Valley Christian could use a bucket here before the end of the third. They've definitely given up the momentum. Chase has the ball on the left wing. Pet, nothing there. Correll wants three, right elbow way off the mark. Rebound Richmond, and he's got plenty of time. Caleb down the floor. Bounce pass Rainford. Rainford banks it up high. No good. Gets his own rebound, and a foul going to go on James Valley with 0.2 seconds left in the third quarter. Hard to score if you're Wolsey Wessington. 0.2 seconds left. You pretty much got to tip it at the basket. Lob comes in, and that's what Caleb Richmond tried to do, even though he was 15 feet away. We enter the fourth quarter. Wolsey Wessington 48, James Valley Christian 36. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Head to the fourth quarter, getting some good atmosphere in here. The two student sections are directly across from each other, and they're doing a battle of the V-I-C-T-O-R-Y cheer. Kind of fun. Start the fourth quarter. James Valley Christian with the ball, down 12. Got to get something going. 3-4 Wallman, short and on the run. Caleb Richmond up the floor as Moshe to his right. Goes to the left instead, where Tim's there for the layup. Wolsey Wessington in transition. Starts to open up the lead, up 14, early fourth quarter. Waldner, trouble with the handle. A foul going to go on Wolsey Wessington. Grant Tim was doing a good job there, I thought, of staying in front of Waldner, but picks up his first foul. Again, James Valley Christian, a lot of work to do now, down 14, 50-36. Franson at the top of the key. Chase pops out on the right wing. Chase trying to post up Wallman, not there. Waldner back up top. Right side is Chase. Chase dribbles to the top of the key. Waldner takes a three off the right elbow, back of the iron, no good. Chase has the rebound, gets it back out to Waldner. They get another chance. Waldner, free throw line jumper, again short. The rebound, Wolsey Wessington running the floor. Rainford in for the layup. Nice dish for Moshe Richmond. Rainford has eight. And the lead now 16, 52-36. Timeout, James Valley Christian. 52-36, 6:55 to go in the game. Wolsey Wessington on top. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
Your Legend Seeds dealer, 6B Seed and Supplies of Alpena, wishes good luck to all teams in the 281 tournament. 6B values family, community, and a commitment to service. Their partner, Legend Seeds, honors those same values. As a Legend Seeds dealer, 6B has access to all the leading traits, genetics, and innovative biologicals in the industry. You can guarantee they have your best interest in mind. Contact 6B Seed 605-354-2699 and put their name and Legend Seeds products to work on your option.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
full timeout by Coach Wager and James Valley Christian. A lot of work to do as Woolsey Westington has taken control of this game here in the second half, up 16 after up 1 at halftime. Waldner up top being chased there by Caleb Richmond. Waldner dribbles right, splits the double team, and a blocking call going to go on Rainford, I believe. That's going to go on Caleb Richmond. That'll be his second team on the Warbirds here. Early fourth quarter, 6:45 to go in the game, 52-36, Woolsey-Westington. Inbound, Wallman takes it from Correll, but has a block from behind by Moshe Richmond. Caleb Richmond in the front court, bounce pass Moshe in the corner, bobbles, gets control. Couple of dribbles, now gives back French. 18-footer is short, and Franson steps in and gets the rebound. Vikings in the front court, but again, trouble scoring here in the second half. Screen set for Franson. Gives back to Wallman. Wallman fakes, drives, goes right by French for the layup. Wallman in double figures. He has 11, as does Chase. Chase, though, has not scored since the first half. Foul in the backcourt. Going to go on Franson, who was trying to steal the ball from Rainford. Franson picks up his second. No, he's third, excuse me. First team foul on James Valley, nearing 6 minutes to go in the game. Caleb Richmond, now French, as Woolsey Westington spreads the floor. Maybe want to use a little clock if he can. French way outside, screen from Moshe. No, French going to launch a long three. No good, but Caleb Richmond comes through with the rebound, and they can work some clock perhaps again. 5:45 to go in the game. French backs his way in against Wallman. Foul going to go on Wallman. French was just basically using his strength to go right at Jared Wallman. Jared will pick up his third. No, it's on Bartholo. Okay, Bartholo picked it up, not Wallman. Here's a little jump hook by French. No good, and Chase has the rebound. Into the front court, three for Franson. Dax Franson has hit a pair of threes here in the second half after not scoring before that, 52-41. James Valley Christian with the 11. That's what they got to do, chip it away. Of course, you don't have an 11-point play. You can only get 3 points at a time at best, maybe four if you're lucky. Rainford gives to French. French backs his way into the paint and lost the ball at his pocket, picked by Wallman. Steal by James Valley Christian. Trying to get some momentum. Waldner drives by Rainford, goes back door. Chase bobbled, picks it up. Nice catch, Franson. Swing it back up top. Ball deflected by Moshe Richmond. A steal for Woolsey Westington, and Correll going to pick up the foul as he got a lot of body on Moshe. And Richmond will go to the line for two. Isaac Correll is first. Moshe Richmond to the line. Richmond with a dozen. I have him 3 of 4. From the three free throw line, he'll get two here. First one, no good. 4:51 to go in the game. One more shot for Moshe. One out of two. He's got 13. 53-41. Correll on the corner. Inside, low post. Wallman, he gets hooked and fouled, and going to go on Moshe. Jared Wallman to the line to shoot two. Wallman with 11. For Moshe Richmond, that is his third foul. Three team fouls apiece here in the fourth quarter with 4:40 to go in the game. Free throw is good for Wallman. And again, James Valley Christian trying to inch their way back in. They do have some time. Second shot for Wallman is good. Got them both. And they're back within 10, 53-43. 4:39 to go in the game. Moshe Richmond is back to Rainford. Rainford around Wallman into the front court. Breaks the press. Gives way to Caleb Richmond. Now Moshe, Rainford in the corner, almost didn't turn around to catch it. Moshe in the low post, baseline, reverse layup, no good. And a whistle and a foul going to go on James Valley Christian. And I don't think the Viking bench liked that call. Reverse layup attempt by Moshe Richmond, and the foul is called. And Moshe will get two. Fouls on Wallman, his second. Richmond, free throw is no good. But now, fourth team foul on James Valley Christian, so the bonus the rest of the way for Wolsey Wessington on the next Viking foul. Richmond will try to salvage the back end of these two free throws. Missed them both. One of four here in the fourth quarter. Rebound chase. Franson into the front court. Checked there by Caleb Richmond. Double team. Almost fell. Waldner. Waldner to the free throw line. Backs it out. Comes right side Correll. Correll on the drive. Goes right by French and gets the scoop for two. Isaac Correll has seven. And the lead's down to single digits. 53-45 again. James Valley's done a good job of just chipping back into it. We're inside of 4 minutes to go. Tim finds French on the left wing. Now way back at the top of the key. Flip it to Caleb Richmond. Now Moshe with the ball. High post, Tate French out there with Chase. Now he wants to drive, and shot is blocked, and out of there with it, Waldner up ahead. Correll, oh, looks like Correll, yes, he did travel with it. Stutter stepped as he was trying to go to the basket. And it turns back over to Wolsey Wessington. Timeout with 3:27 to go in the game. Wolsey Wessington 53, James Valley Christian 45. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Onward Wolsey Business Association supports all activities of Wolsey Wessington School. Onward Wolsey Business Association includes Sandy's Cut and Curl, Santel Communications, Agtegra of Wolsey, Shooter Saloon, Dakota Environmental, H&S Heating and Cooling, Wolsey Wessington School, and the City of Wolsey. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Wolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
.327 to go in the game. Wolsey Wessington not finished yet. James Valley Christian has crept their way back in. I think it was 16 points at one point. 52-36. James Valley Christian a 9-1 run to get within striking distance. Wolsey Wessington with the ball. Caleb Richmond, Rainford, now Tim working the perimeter again using some shot clock. And the shot clock down to 8 seconds, that last shot they took. Rainford goes baseline, Tim fakes, and Chase still got a piece of it, but caught him on the way down and a foul. Nice pump fake by Grant Tim to get the big man up in the air, and Grant will get two shots. We are at 3:04 to go in the game. Third foul on Davis Chase. Tim's free throw is short, no good. He'll get one more. Second shot for Grant Tim. Does get that one. 2 of 6 here in the fourth quarter. Wolsey Wessington from the line. That has helped James Valley Christian cut the gap. Baseline chase goes in on the French and leans in for two. First bucket of the second half for Chase, and the lead is 7. 54-47, Wolsey Wessington inside of 3 minutes, actually 2:45 to go in the game. Caleb Richmond, now French. Rainford has it on the left wing. Feed it to the high post, Richmond. Tate French fakes, gets double-teamed, and a foul going to go on either Waldner or Wallman. This will be free throws for Tate French. Ball is evident. Oh, there it is. It's on Wallman, his third. Two shots for Tate French. First free throw is good. 16, I believe, the total now for Tate French. First point of the fourth quarter, though. Tate in football had a really bad, about the worst, broken collarbone I've ever heard of. But back here to play his senior year of basketball. It's both free throws. 56-47, the lead back at 9. Correll in the corner. Here's the cut. Wallman to the hoop for 2. Wallman moving without the ball. He's got 15. The lead back at 7. 56-49, Woolsey-Westington. In the Warbirds can be patient here. Left side Richmond, now French. Right side Tim, trying to get away from Correll. Hands it off Caleb Richmond, now Rainford. Can be impatient, low post, Moshe. Moshe squares up Wallman, gets it back out to French. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Left side Rainford, we're inside of 2 minutes to go in the game. 5, 4 seconds, Moshe Richmond will feed it in the middle. Shot, Tate French beats the shot clock. Great ball movement, and French gets the 5-footer in the middle of the lane. They score and also run the shot clock all the way down. Woolsey-Westington back up by 9. Franson wants 3. No good, and Chase will pick up the foul. Good block out by French. Minute 33 to go. Time definitely becoming a factor for James Valley Christian. That's foul number 4 on Davis Chase. As we walk down and get some Tate French free throws. Tate came out, drilled a pair of threes to open the scoring in this game. You can tell he was a senior, knowing he's playing his final 281 conference tournament game. He'll get 2 shots here. Free throw off the mark, no good. He'll still get another. Bartholow back into the game as Chase comes off. Second shot is good. 1 out of 2 for French. He's got 20. The lead is 10, 59-49. Jumper for Waldner, left wing, no good. Moshe Richmond with the rebound. We hit 120 to go in the game, and the lead 10 for Woolsey-Westington with the ball. Moshe Richmond, left wing, finds French. Back up top again. They are running some shot clock here. And now Waldner gets out on Caleb Richmond and will foul him and put him to the line. Second foul on Waldner, but again, with the new rules, 2 free throws every time Woolsey-Westington is fouled by James Valley Christian here on out. Caleb Richmond at the line. He'll shoot 2. He's got a dozen in the game, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. First one is good. And just like that, you see Woolsey-Westington stretching the lead back out, now to 11. Second free throw is good. Hit them both. And we have a timeout. Woolsey-Westington with 1:08 to go in the game. And Warbirds up 12. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, downtown, 75, 75, downtown.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports.
1:08 to go in the game. Woolsey-Westington 61, James Valley Christian 49. Warbirds have led the entire ball game. They got out to a 9-0 lead to begin things. Woolsey-Westington has 1 30-second timeout left. James Valley Christian has both their 30s left. Cranston will push his time. A big factor here for James Valley Christian. Wallman will keep it. He'll give to Correll. Correll can't get a shot off. They're wasting a lot of time without shooting the ball. Wallman, left wing. Cranston fakes, drives, gets by French. Pulls up with the free throw line jumper. No good. And with the rebound, it's French. And a foul in the backcourt going to go on James Valley Christian with 44 seconds remaining in the game. The foul's on Franson. That'll be his fourth. And Tate French back at the line. French 3 of 4 shooting his free throws all here in the fourth quarter. 4 of 5 as he puts down the first one. And right now the door pretty much being slammed shut here by Woolsey Westington as they'll in position to take third place. Both free throws good for French. He's had a big day with 22 points. 40 seconds to go in the game. Huntley Steele back in the game. A Wallman, a long three, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Correll. And the shot clock is off. We'll see if they're allowed to just run the clock out with, well, they're still showing some pressure in the backcourt. Waldner's going to foul Caleb Richmond. Caleb Richmond will go to the line and shoot two. See, Moshe Richmond, Caleb Richmond, and Tate French all in double figures. Caleb a chance to add on a couple more. 31 seconds to go. First free throw is good for the left-hander. Now we're emptying the benches here, so now we can run out the clock. Both teams coming in with the JV squads, and the Woolsey Westington will go on to the victory. Warbirds will improve their record to 9-2. James Valley Christian will fall to 3-6. Second free throw, no good. Ball tipped around and going to be picked up by Sawyer Nelson for Woolsey Westington. They can play some catch again around the perimeter. Caleb Richmond still in, mainly because he missed the free throw. Now he will come out as Cade Van Buskirk will come in. Cade Van Buskirk, Sawyer Nelson, Keaton Zomer into the game. Isaiah Sabalier, and right now holding the ball is Harley Roberts, and just going to let the clock run out. And Woolsey Westington will take home third place in the 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. The final, Warbirds defeat James Valley Christian 64-49. 2 minute timeout. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is next on Dakota Sports.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
And once again, while we all wish we could be Matt Watson, I'm Jeff Duffy. As we get to the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show, and the Wolsey Westington Warbirds tearing home third place in the Boys 281 Conference Basketball Tournament, never trailed in the game. And a couple of different double-digit leads. James Valley Christian made several runs, but never did get a lead. And really, that third quarter was probably the difference. After a one-point game at halftime, Wolsey Westington outscored James Valley 20-9 in the third quarter. And while there were a few runs to get it down to single digits, the Warbirds hung on for the win, 64-49. 9-2 on the season. 3-6 for James Valley Christian. Vikings at 2 in double figures, 15 for Jared Wallman, 13 for Davis Chase, 7 Isaac Correll, 6 Gavin Waldner, 6 also for Dax Franson, and 2 points for Ethan Bartholo. For Wolsey Westington, 3 in double figures, 22 for Tate French. He came out and hit those back-to-back threes to open the game, and that gave the Warbirds the momentum. Again, French with 22 points, 15 for Caleb Richmond, 13 for Moshe Richmond, 8 points, Peyton Rainford, and 3 points apiece, Colin Hughes, and for Grant Tim. Shooting the game, I had James Valley Christian, 21 of 52, or 40%. Wolsey Westington went 21 of 56, or 37.5%. And a big difference at the free throw line. Although most of it came in the fourth quarter, there weren't a lot of free throws shot till the fourth quarter. Wolsey Westington was 16 of 21 for the game, and James Valley Christian was 3 of 4. But when you break it down, 16 of 21 in the game, Wolsey Westington, they were 11 of 16 in the fourth quarter, so 5 of 5 the first three quarters, and then just had to be put to the free throw line a lot because that's all James Valley Christian could do at the time. So the third place games are in the books. And James Valley Christian girls and Wolsey Westington boys are the third place winners. And now we just have two games left to go. Championship games, girls on the floor now, boys to follow, both matchups, Westington Springs and Sanborn Central Woonsocket, to see who takes home the title here this year for the 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. That'll wrap it up for me. It's been a long day here at the arena. I was here at about a little after 8 o'clock this morning to set things up. Did the 2 7th-place games, just completed the 3rd-place games. We'll turn things over to Matt Watson for the rest of the way. Thanks for listening here as the 281 Conference Basketball Tournament, always a tradition here at the arena. We'll send it to Matt Watson after this 2-minute timeout on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun?